National Cattlemen's Beef Association Vice President of Government Affairs, Ethan Lane, says they're keeping an eye on proposed USDA rulemaking for the beef industry.
We're watching with some concern some of what we're seeing coming out of USDA. Obviously, they continue to be very focused on what they're calling their competition agenda. We believe as well that the competition is really important in the marketplace. Our producers want a fair environment to operate in, but they also want an ability to differentiate their product and seek premiums for the cattle that they're raising.
He says it's possible the proposed Packers and Stockyards rulemaking could be too much.
If we get to a point where USDA is inserting themselves in the marketplace through regulation in an effort to achieve their version of fairness, and if that version of fairness looks like someone who doesn't receive the same premiums, you know, being able to litigate or litigate at scale on every one of those transactions, that is going to disincentivize the supply chain from paying out those premiums.
Lane believes that could lower the overall quality of U.S. beef.
We're producing the highest quality beef in the U.S. right now that the world has ever seen. And we incentivize that through premiums in the marketplace, you know, better genetics, different feeding regimens, meeting that consumer demand and producing what the consumer is looking for. And that comes through market signals.
And he says it's not what producers want.
And they don't want to see a return to commodity cattle. They don't want USDA inserting themselves in the marketplace like they're trying to with their Packers and Stockyards rulemaking, picking winners and losers, or worse, pushing for an environment where everybody gets paid the same for their cattle regardless of what they are. And that's the danger of some of the ideas that are being contemplated in the Packers and Stockyards rulemaking that Secretary Vilsack has been pushing for.
Read more at MichiganAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.